This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the revised dates of board exams for Class 10th and 12th. According to the CBSE, for Class 10th grade students' examination, which was earlier scheduled on 3rd of March next year, will now be held on the 11th of March next year. While the date for Class 12th examination has been moved to 10th of April, which was scheduled on 3rd of March 2026. The board said that the dates have been rescheduled due to administrative reasons. CBSE has also asked schools to disseminate this information to all concerned students and parents. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, today said that this year the government undertook a series of landmark reforms, marking important chapters in the country's national journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. Launching the Government of India Calendar 2026 in New Delhi, he highlighted that these reforms were guided by a clear objective to ensure inclusive growth, strengthen economic resilience, and lay a sustainable foundation for the country's long-term development.
A calendar is not only about marking days and month. It is about to setting a direction, reforming priorities, reminding us quietly but consistently of our shared national purposes. The theme of this year calendar, Bharat at 2026, our Honorable Prime Minister's vision that Seva, Sushasan or Samriti, captures India at a moment of assured confidence. It reflects a nation that is secure in its identity, strong in its institutions and clear in its long-term vision.
Speaking on the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said the design of the calendar is very carefully curated and it really spells out the priorities of the government and evolved as a communication instrument of the government. Dense fog conditions in the northern parts of the country have impacted train and flight operations today. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, more than 50 Delhi-bound trains are running late. Similarly, air travel has also been affected due to bad weather conditions. As per the Delhi Airport, 148 flights have been cancelled today due to foggy weather and poor visibility. Of the cancelled flights, 78 were arrivals and 70 were departures. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will attend the funeral ceremony of former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Khalida Zia in Dhaka today. Dr. Jaishankar will represent the government and people of India at the funeral. Khalida Zia, who was the first woman Prime Minister of Bangladesh, passed away in Dhaka yesterday. She was 80. The funeral prayers will be held at 2 p.m. at the South Plaza of the Jyothiya Shongshad Bhavan and Manikmaya Avenue in Dhaka. The flagship initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has crossed a historic milestone with over 3 crore registrations recorded till yesterday. The Education Ministry said the scale of participation highlights Pariksha Pe Charcha as a true Jan Andolan. Students, parents and teachers from across the country have shown overwhelming participation, reflecting the program's growing popularity. The initiative focuses on students' mental well-being and promotes a positive approach towards examinations. The United Nations UN has launched a $1.71 billion humanitarian appeal for Afghanistan in 2026, as the country is expected to remain one of the world's largest humanitarian crises. On to sports now. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in the fifth and final T20 international in Thiruvananthapuram last night. India had set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka. Put into bat, India posted 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, rebounded today and were trading higher during forenoon trade. Barring the IT sector, all other sectoral indices were trading with gains, with oil and gas, PSU bank and metal leading the charge. The Sensex climbed 320 points to 84,997, while the Nifty rose 124 points to 26,060 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.